Illumina oculos meos, ne quando dormiam in
March 31, 2020. Reflection on the Pandemic, Part 3. For our orientation, I repeat. I classified the outbreak of the corona pandemic as a permission from God, which is to be understood as a rebuke to seek God, to leave ways of disaster, and to choose the path of truth. In the world there is much that is in a state of disorder, and not a few people are even in danger of losing eternal salvation and spending their earthly lives far from God. Many substitute gods take the place of God, and often sin is no longer recognized as such, is played down or, in the worst case, even considered a positive achievement. Who still asks for the truth? What confusion. I came to speak of the church leadership in this crisis situation, which often very quickly submits to the directives of the state without ensuring that the faithful can still receive the consolations of the sacraments. The proclamation hardly ever speaks of the core of the matter, namely the call to conversion. This is not surprising, unfortunately, since the transcendent dimension of the Church is fading more and more. Especially in the present pontificate, a lasting change of course has taken place. Issues that are important but do not belong in the first place have come more and more to the fore, and the core issues of the Church seem increasingly less illuminated. When one speaks of them, it is primarily in connection with the environment, or migrants, or in relation to charity. Where then should the strength come from to face such a plague in the spirit of the Lord? If one does not draw the right conclusion that God calls for conversion in the permitted pandemic. So what is to be done? First of all, we need a correct view of the situation in faith, so that we do not remain in the dark without orientation with this pandemic. If God allows a pandemic and nothing happens without God's permission, then God is pursuing an intention of salvation. The term rebuke is a very good description of this, because God wants to show the right way. Since God always, even if we cannot see this or cannot recognize it at first, wants the salvation of man, we must learn to accept this situation in the right way from the hand of God. In this way, we will not allow ourselves to be confused by the powers of evil, which like to take advantage of such a situation to cause inner and outer chaos. It is necessary to learn to deal with our emotional reactions to the crisis, such as fear, insecurity, various fears, worries, rebellion, and so on, to react in the Spirit of God. Even the more than understandable consternation at the sudden restrictions on personal freedom and, even more so, at the almost unbelievable loss of the reception of the sacraments, must not take hold of us in such a way that we become paralyzed. Even though we may think the measures of the state are exaggerated, which they may be here and there, and even more disappointed and saddened that we have little or no access to the sacraments anymore, God has included this in his plan. We must not stop at simply lamenting the circumstances, but learn to understand how the Lord also and precisely through such a plague forms and equips his faithful. First of all, this suffering must be carried as a sacrifice, which, without doubt, is certainly an essential dimension. Let us remember, however, that those who do not know the faith have to bear a greater suffering. To whom can they turn, especially when the pandemic is spreading more and more? Where do they go with their fears? If we do not receive the sacraments, it is very painful for us, and even more so when we realize that another way would be possible. But now we have to take an important step. If we as believers cannot receive the sacraments through no fault of our own, we must learn to activate other important perspectives of our spiritual path and spiritual practice. We cannot rule out, we see it especially in the current pandemic, that we will suddenly no longer be allowed to attend public services. We do not know what else is in store for us. That is why it is now important to draw the right conclusions and to take the right steps. This is not only about us, because who should be able to reach out a spiritual hand to those people who are disoriented in this phase, if not the believers? In such cases, our faith must be based directly on God. This is an important teaching in the present time. The way to the sacraments one can close, the faith not. For today, first of all, we need a clear discernment of the present situation in the light of faith. Then, it is necessary to accept this situation with the appropriate steps from the hand of God and to bear the suffering in faith. 3. If the accustomed access to the sacrament is not possible, then it is necessary to activate other areas of our spiritual life more strongly. The theme will be continued. A little note in own matter. On YouTube, Harpa Day has activated a chant from the Middle Age that was sung in connection with the plague epidemic of that time. We recommend listening to this song and receive it as a spiritual medicine and forwarding it accordingly. Secondly, then we have further uploaded a Tridentine Holy Mass which had the formula against the plague. We also strongly recommend to receive this holy celebration in your heart and forward it accordingly.
The offertory verse says, "Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him."
Illumina, oculos me. Prevalui.